Edim, Shalei Bifnei Bal Dover? Could we accept Edim right now, not in front of Shalei Bifnei Bal Din, not in front of the Bal Din? In other words, Rashi says, V'hai Kotan Kamanda Lesedomi. You, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, now want to take away this property, whatever it was, from the son, from your wife's brother. So if so, he's a Kotan right now. And on the side that the father died, he's the Yerush, he has the right to Yashin. So the question is, does it belong to him or not? He is the Baldova now. But since he's a Kotan, we can't accept Edom to take something away from him. So therefore, your Yerush won't help you anything. For the Gemara of Eloi, is it true that we can't? Well, Katoni, we learned like this. We learned before, Ben Gedolim, Ben Katanim, Chayovim. In the case where the father made the Gzela, and the Gzela is still around, and the children have it, even though the child is a Katan, still we have right to take it away from him. So, Chura, how do we know it's a Gzela? They have to have Edim. So, you see, we're Mekabel Edim to take something away from a Katan. So, you're also, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you should have a right to have bring Edim to take something away from this Katan. Omalais, he said back to him, listen, Hare machlekes sumchis betzivcha. Good, that's trying to chum the chum say like that. But sumchis is not like this. Sumchis says from a kotin, we can't take away the gzela. And mustamad is the pshat in sumchis. That since the kotin is called like he's not around, he's not a bnei day in the new, we can't accept edim against him. So we don't have any proof that it's the gzela, therefore we can't take it away from the kotin. So here also, you are Mirmiya. You have the right to take it away from this kotin. Your edim don't help. Omaster Yimya said back, Ichbal Kula Yalma Vakoika Sumchas, like how come everybody's ganging up against me, everybody's going against me and holding like Sumchas all of a sudden? Like how come we don't hold out the Chomim? Like we have Queen Ladidi to go against me? In other words, true Sumchas says like that. But Lukura the Rabbanan say not like that. So why don't you paskalate the Rabbanan to say we could accept Edim to take something away from a cotton? Where it's a question of the Gzela, where the Kotan is holding on to somebody else's thing, like over here. Rabbi Yirmi has Edim now, that the Shver, the father-in-law, gave it to him for present when he was alive. So the Kotan now is holding it, shloike din. So how come I can't bring my Edim? His lashon here, he says, Ome ichbo kule yama v'koike sumchas liyafkuyim labidi, to take things away from me. Smur says, Adahochin, meanwhile, Igalgul Milsa, and also Umotla came to Rebavua. The Shaila came in front of Rebavua. Omar, he said like this, Loishmilachu, didn't you hear? Ho the Rav Yosef Bar Choma. What Rav Yosef Bar Choma said. Omar, Rav Yosef.
Yedi Omar, Rav Yosef Bar Choma, Omar, Rav Ishiyo, Tinoik, Shetokaf Biavodov, if a child on the Bar Mitzvah, when it took his avodah, Rashi says first pshat is shetokav yavodah means shelokach avodah imoy shesayu. He went with his own slaves and viyorad leteich sada shechavera. He went down to his friend's field, viomar shalihu, and he started to work there as if to say it's my field. So the kid to this young kid went with his own slaves to somebody else's field to sit down to use the field to say it's his. So what's the halacha? So he says, Eimeimim, we do not say, Namte matche yagdu, let's wait until the kid becomes bar mitzvah, and then we'll bring it to a din Torah. But rather, Ela, rather, Moitzin miyod miyad, we take it away from the kid right away. What kind of chutzpah is this? The kid comes out to somebody else's field and takes it away and says it's his, we don't let him take it away. And when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, yovi yedim, we tell the kid, listen, if you think you're so right, we'll wait till you become bar mitzvah, and then you bring edim that the field belongs to you. Yeah. So here you see here that we do bring edim, that we do take something away from a child. When the child is holding something, shloike it in, we take it away. So here Rabbi Yirmiyahu also then he should have a right to take away this property from the son of his father-in-law. So Morris says no. V'nira midami, does one have to do with the other? Here, according to Rav Yosef Bachom, it's very good. Here, the case of Stam, a kid comes off the street and takes away somebody else's field, that field was not Becheskes, his father. So Pshita, we don't let the kid stay there. Of course, we take it away from the killed. If we take it away from the kid. Aval Heicha, but over here, by Rav Yirmiyahu's case, Aval Heicha, the Yisleich Hazaka, the Yavua. Over here, the son of his father-in-law has really a chazaka. He's the son. He has the Yerusha on it. Loi, maybe in such a case here, right now, since Menastam, he's the Yerush, he has a right to hold on to it.
Our Rabbi Yirmi has a taina that he has Eidim that could prove it, that the father sold it to him. But right now, the children's are Katanim, that we hold like Sumchis, we can't bring Eidim against Katanim. So Rabbi Yirmi cannot get the property right now, we have to wait until they become Bar Mitzvah.
Omer Rav Asher, Rashi said, Omer Rav Ishav Soi, Mekavlin Eidim, Shalei Befnei Baldin. You should know we could accept Eidim, even not in front of the Baldover. Even Shalei Befnei Baldin. Gemara says, Teyabor Rav Yechon, so Rav Yechon wondered about this. Heis Teyabor Rav Yechon. V'chi Mekavlin Eidim, Shalei Befnei Baldin, is it true what you're saying? Do we really accept Eidim, Shalei Befnei Baldin? Does he also we don't? So Gemara says, Kiblu Mine Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chomo, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that once answer like this, you know what he meant to say, not Rabbi Ashiya, Omer Rabbi Shibsoi meant to say like this, Kugoyin Shaho Yehu Chayla, in a case where the Baldova was very sick, Kugoyin Shaho Yehu Chayla, Oy Eidav Chayla, or else the Eidim were Chaylin. I show you Eidim of action and the Dinah Tayyam, or else the only Eidim you have now want to go away, want to leave town. Vishokhaloi, for Leibo, and in such a case we sent him to the Din, and he doesn't want to come to the Din Torah, so in such a case we Makabal Eidim, Shleibif Nebadover. So the kids, we're not talking about now he's a cotton. Love Doc with a person's a cotton. Reuven has a complaint that Shimon has taken away his fields, and Shimon is not here. And Reuven's Eidim, or else Reuven is about to die, or else Reuven's Eidim are about to leave town, and they called Shimon to the Din Torah and he doesn't come. So in such a case now, Bezdin accepts the Eidim of Reuven, and we pass him the Shal even though Shimon is not around. Because otherwise there'll be a big loss for Reuven. But in Echlamim, in Astam, we don't take Eidim on one side before we have both sides here. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Mikablin Eidim Shlei Befnei Baldin. Also, we could accept Eidim on one side, even though the other Baldin is not here yet. Omer Maruk for Maruk for said, Lididi Miforshi Li Min Eidim Shmuel. To me, it was explained to me. The Pshat here, Shmuel explained to me, Kegoyin De Poschulei Bedinei, that they started the Din Torah already. At the beginning, the two Baladvorim were here. And they asked the Baldova to come here, and they didn't come. In such a case, we're Mekabaladim. But if they didn't open up yet, the Dayanim didn't start yet, the Bezdin didn't start yet, then we can't do it. Because Motzi Omelet, the other Baldova has the right to say, no, the Bezdin Hagodol Azilma. I don't want to go to the Bezdin here in our town. I want to go to the Bezdin Hagodol in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since he has a time, he wants to go to the Bezdin HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael, that's why he can't be Mekabel Eidim right now without him. So Gemara asks, if that's a good time, Hochi, if so, Ki Pischulei Nami, even if they already opened up like the Din Torah already, so what? Motzi Omelei, what can't the Baldova say, Le Bezdin HaGadol Azilna, I still want to go to the Bezdin HaGadol. Why can't he tiny it before they gave the Psak Din? Why can't he tiny? I don't want to be Semich on these small Botadinim here. I want to be Semich on the big Bez Nagodan in Eretz Yisrael. So Ravina said, Kegoin denoka disco mi Bezdin HaGodol. We're talking about here that they have a summons like from the Bezdin HaGodol. And Rashi says, Kegoin denoka the Baldin Chaveroi, where this Ruven has a letter, disco igeris mi Bezdin HaGodol. Shesholchol Bezdin Shokan Lechoifoi. He has a letter from the Bezdin HaGodol in Eretz Yisrael that the Bezdin HaGodol said that no, I have a right to force my Baldova to come to the Din Torah here. So therefore, the other Baldin, Shimon, can't say, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. If Reuven has a letter that the Bezdin HaGodol says he has a right to force them to come to the Bezdin here, in the city here.
All right, turn over. Yet now the Gemara brings another machlokes like this. The Gemara says, Omar Rav says, Mekaymin es hashtar shalei bifnei baldin, that the Malva has the right to be Mekaym the shtar, even not in front of the Loiva. So Rashi learns the pshat is we're talking about now, Mekaymin es hashtar, Rashi says, Hoyu eidim achsumim, the eidim that saw in there, mevach shalei lechum dinasayom, they want to leave town. So therefore, Mevi and Malva leBezdin. The Malva now brings the two Edom that signed in the Shtar to Bezdin. Umidin al Ksav Yodim. They say this in front of Bezdin that this is our Ksav Yodim. And therefore, Bezdin Kaysen Tachto B'Moisov. Therefore, Bezdin makes a handbook. That's called Kiyam HaShtar. They write down on the bottom of the Shtar that in front of us, three Dayonim, we heard that these are the real Edom, and we'll Makayim the Shtar. Now, this can be done, Afopi, Shoim, Rashi learns, Afopi, Shoim, Ed Baldin, even though the loiva, the one that has to pay back the money, is standing there screaming and saying, Al tekaimu, don't be mekayim the shtar, because mezuyifu, it's a false shtar, still ain't chashishin. That's what Raz says, that mekayimin is a shtar, the malva has the right to be mekayim ishtar, even though not in front of the baldin, which means the baldin is arguing and saying the shtar is mezuyif. Rabbi Yechanan says no, ein mekayimim is a shtar, shlei b'fnei baldin, we can't be mekayim ishtar, not in front of the baldin. Now, Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explains and says, Omer Rav Sheshes to Rabbi Yesi Barahua, I'll explain you pshat in Rabbi Yechanan why he says you can't be mekayim b'shtar if the leiva doesn't want it, because Omakro the pasuk says v'hu ad bibolov v'lo yishmerenu, when we come to make a shor a muid, so you have to say this against the shor in front of the owner, in front of the bailim. That means Omru Torah, the Torah says, Yovoi Bal HaShor, we have to bring the owner of the shore, the Yamed Al Shor, he has to be there. If you want to say Aegis against the shore to make the shore into a Muid, so it has to be done in front of the Baldover. He's the Baldin, so you see, we're not Makabal Edim, unless we're in front of the Baldin himself. But Omar Rav says, you know, Hilchos HaDalokher is, Mekayomim Es HaShtar, Shlei B'fnei Baldin. No, we could be Mekayim B'Shtar, even though the wave is not around. And here he speaks out clearly, V'yafilu oimed v'tzavach, even if the loiver is not just I'm not around, like Rashi brought down before, but the loiver is standing here and screaming and saying, the shtar is a shtar mezuyif, the shtar is a false shtar. Still, if the malva has Edom here, he has the right to be Mekayim B'Shtar. But V'omar, let's say the loiver says like this, Nekito li zimna, give me time, Ademaisina sad until I bring Edim, Omarana lelishtora, and I'll prove to you through Edim that the shtar is no good, then the katina le, then we give him time, we'll hold up the kiyam ashtar until he comes with his Edim. So we give him time if he wants to. Now we also ask if he comes back with his Edim, very good. Ilo yos, if he doesn't come back, then natrinan le bahab. We wait for him on Monday, a Thursday, and another Monday. Elo Yosef, if he doesn't come within this, like these 8 days, if he doesn't come back, then Kasrinon Pesichi Alavayu. We write a Psichi, a Shtar Psichi, Rashi says, a Shtar Shamtoi. We put him like a Nidui. Al Shein Pareya Choyvoi, since he doesn't want to pay up his Choyv. In other words, really we have the Malva here that's being Mekayim the Shtar. Just the Loiv is said, give me time, so I can bring Edim to say that I'm Potter, and the time was up when he was supposed to come back with his Edim, and he didn't come with them. So therefore, like the Malva has a good star now, so we're like telling the Edim, we're putting the labor into Shamtu, into Nidui, why you're not paying up your chayv? Now, Bechlau, what's that of Shati 4 that we hold that we could be Mekayim the star, Shlei Bifnei Baldin, I, Rabbi Yechanan, brought down the Posik Vur Bevolov? So the pshat is twice to speak south of the Avada. Midi writes that such a locha will not mekabel edim only in front of the baldover himself. But kiyam hashtar is only midi rabbonin. Midi writes you don't have to have a kiyam hashtar. Midi writes edim achsum mal hashtar nasa kamish nechir adusim bebezdin. The shtar is kosh with only midi rabbonin. Therefore, since the way this is only midi rabbonin, therefore we could be mekayim the shtar even shleib b'fnei baldover. Rabbi Yechanan says no, the Rabbanan make like a loy plug, all over, you can only be Mekayim something that have Edim in front of the Baldover. By Kol Ponim here, we're going that we were Mekayim the Shtar, and the loy has said he has Edim to prove the Shtar was no good, and we gave him time, so now we write, Kasrina Psychia. Alavai, we put like a Shtar, Shamti Rashi, we put him into Nidui. And Tishin Ksivin Psycho, Alavai, Tishin Yonim, that we wait 90 days. Tloisin kamoi, the first 30 days, leinachtinen lenichsei. We don't go down to his property, he had to take away his property, to yoma, because we say like this, kotorach bezuzi. He's busy trying to get money. Venezov, he's trying like to borrow money. Therefore, we don't go down and take away his property yet. Mitzia, the middle 30 days, nami leinachtinen lenichsei. Also, we do not go down to the property of the loiver to take away his property, to sell his property. The Yoma, we say, maybe he didn't find anybody to borrow money from. And he's trying to sell his property. So we give him another 30 days, this is the 60 days, that maybe now he's busy selling his property to come back with the money to pay back. Pastor, what about the last 30 days? We don't go down to take away his property, to sell his property yet. The Yoma, because we can say like this, Lokeach gufei kotarach bezuzi. True, he found the customer and he found the buyer. The person wants to buy his property. But the problem now is the buyer doesn't have any money. So we give them another 30 days in order for the buyer to find money. Uloyosa, let's say after all these 90 days pass by, still the loiver did not come back with money to pay up. Now, after we already wrote, Kasvina Psicho, even after we already put him Benidui 90 days ago, now after the 90 days, Kasvina Nadrachto Anichsei. We drew up now a new star called the Nadrachto, which Rashi says that's called the Psak Din, Leiret Hamalvo Technichsei Shaloiva, Velitlom Vishuma Bechoivai. That the Malva has a right to go down now to the property of the Loiva and to sell the property and get the money that he owes him. That's called an Adrachta, Anichsei, upon his property. Now, the Hani Mili, when was this said? The Omar, when he said, I seen, I will come back. If the Loiva said, he'll come back. Avul Omar Loyasina, if the Loiva says, nothing doing, I'm not going to come back, I'm not going to pay you, then Liyalta Kasvinan, then we write the Shtar Adrachta right away. If the Malva has a good star, a star that's Makuyim, and the Leiva says, I'm just not going to pay you back, so then right away, we write up the Shtar Adrachta. Vahani Mili, when was this also said? B'milva, only by a milva, it's a question that you owe me money. Avu b'pikodon, it's a question, what did I gave you something to hold from me? And you denying it, you don't want, you a Pasheya, that you have to pay me for it. In such a case, Liyalta Kasvinan, we write up a Shtar Adrachta right away, to receive the pikodin back. Fred Zokimor now, the chikasvinan amakarkoi, when do we write a shtar drachta? When do we give the malvo or the bala pikodin a right to go to the nifkad or to the loiva to take away? Only karka. Only if the loiva or the nifkad has karka. Abla metaltli loi, but on metaltlim, on things that are movable, on some objects, that we don't go and take away from the loiva. We don't write the shtar drachta. Dilma shomet v'yocholahu malvul metaltli, because we're afraid that maybe the malvul will go just on take away some metaltlim from the loiva. V'chiosi loiva maisi sadi or more the lishdora, and later maybe the loiva will eventually come back with his edim that are saying the shtar is no good. If so, l'mishkachas midel migvei, we have to be afraid that maybe the malva would already used up those metaltlim, they're not around anymore, and we won't be able to take it back from the malva to give it back to the loiva. Therefore, we don't take away from the loiva metaltlim that could be used up, but rather only karka. Now the Gemara says, but the isle mikakori l'malva kasvinam, but if the malva has karka, then we could write a shtar adrachta to take away the metaltlim of the loiva. Because even what are we afraid about? That if the malva would collect the metaltlim, maybe by the time the loiva comes back with his edus that he doesn't have to pay up, the malva would have already used up the metaltlim. But so what? Even if he used up the metaltlim, but the malva has his own karka, so we would take away from the malva's karka to pay back to the loiva. Therefore, we could write an adrachta on the metaltlim when the malva has karka. But the Gemara says, "Veloi, it's not that way. Adrachta a metaltlim like asvinan. We do not write up the shtar that the malva has the right to take away the property of the loiva from metaltlim. Afagav the yislem mekakoi. Even though the malva has property as karka, you know why? Chashin and shemetichsef. We're afraid maybe, Rashi says, Karkoi shel malve tovor, v'tivchas midameho. Maybe the malva won't take care of his property, they'll get ruined, they'll get worth less, and therefore there won't be enough money to pay back with. So therefore we do not let the malva take away the metaltlim of the loiva. Now the Gemara says, when we do write a shtar atrachta, when we give the malva permission to take away the property of the loiva, we are moedim, we have to tell them. Again, the Gemara says now, in the case when we do write down the shtar atrachta, that the malva has the right to take away the property from the loiva, we have to first notify him. We have to let the loiva know that the malva is going to go down to his property. Fahani immediately, when is this to Mekarif? When the loiva is nearby. Avo mirchak, but if he's far away, then we don't have to wait until we notify him. Now, the mirchak, let's say the loiva lives far away, he's far away. The Yikah Krivim, but he has relatives though, that are nearby, then Inam Yurels, Yikah Shayorta Diyaz Liv Yossi, there are caravans that are going there and coming back, Hossam, then Mashinu Le Tresi Yachishosa, Adiyaz Liv Yossi Shayorta, then sometimes we even have to wait 12 months. If we know clearly a caravan is going there and coming back, then we'll wait 12 months to see what happens, what the Leva would say. The Mara says, Ki hod the Ravina, what's happened like Ravina like this? That Shoye Lamar Achor, he waited for Mar Achor, Tracy Yachishosa, he waited 12 months, Adi Oslo, Viaisi Shayorta, Mi Bechuzoi, until the caravan went and came back from the Bechuzoi. Rashi says, Mar Achor, Zesh Shemoy Voyeloi Choy Bachaveroi. The Leva wasn't in the city, so still they waited 12 months until the caravan went to where the Leva was and came back. But the Gemara says, it's not true. Maybe there's no proof in this case. Over there we're afraid the man was a very strong man. If he would give the Malva a Shtar Adrachta right away, then it wouldn't be possible to take it away from him anymore. So in such a case, we have to be careful, and we don't let him use the adrachta until first the caravan goes all the way to the loiva, and then comes back with word what the loiva plans to do. But it could be avol hocholoi, but in normal cases, maybe we write the adrachta right away, and the most of what happens is the loiva later will come back and says he wants to pay up, so then we'll take it back, whatever the malva took. Or else if the loiva would prove it, he does not really owe the money, then the malva would have to give back what he took. Ella rather the Gemara says that the Ozlo Shlicha betlosa b'Shabbato until the Shliach Bezdin goes on Tuesday, the Ozlo b'Yabor b'Shabbat and he comes back on Wednesday. Well, the Chamisha b'Shabbat koy b'dina and on Thursday he goes to Bezdin to tell us exactly what the Loiva says. Now Rashi says, Sheni b'Chamishi b'Din kibuyim b'Yoros takona says a perik meruva. Shliach yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ravina says, Hai shlucha the rabbonon me'am ninen loikevetrei. A shliach of Desdin is believed like two edim, and he tells us over what the loiva says, we believe him. And Rashi says, the loiva shakem abedina, he's not going to lie in Desdin. So Rashi says, shliach Desdin means, Sheholach lahazmen ish ledin, v'chozav yomol abezdin ein eroitze lovoi. The case where we summon somebody come to din, and the shliach Bezdin comes back and tells Bezdin, the person says that he doesn't want to come. So we believe the shliach Bezdin like to aid him. And Rashi says, because he's not going to lie in front of Bezdin. V'hani minu l'shamtui. This is only that we believe him in order to put the person into shamtui. They will put him into shamtui because of the shliach Bezdin. Avol psicha. For the case of psicha, Rashi says, shtar shamtui. And the Chishor Le-Shamta Le-Shor Le-Yadiyoyev Zuzah the Piskla Safra, in such a case, we write up a shtar, then even if we want to be Mata the Shamtui, we have to wait till he pays up the money to the Sefer, Kiva the Mamoyna Kol Mechasele, since he's going to have to pay up money here, to Kol Boyle Le-Mesav Le-Zuzah Le-Safra, is before he gets the Shamtui off, he's going to have to first pay the money, the charge, for the Sefer, then we don't believe the Shliach Bezdin. Since it's a question of mumness here, then we don't believe him like to aid them. We won't write up the Shtar Alpiv. Omer Ravina, Ravina says, that Yehavinon Zimno Apume Dhisiso, the Apuma Dishivavi, that they could be like a Shliach Bezdin to summon somebody to court. They could give the summons through a lady or else through a neighbor. So Rashi says that means Mizamninen Baldin Liyoim Plain Ladin. You have right to summon somebody to come to court on such and such day, on either Monday or Thursday. Al Pi Isha, Rashi says, Halechas Etzla, if the lady's going to them. Lefi Darka, that's her normal way. Or Ya Pi Shechena, or else the neighbors. V'samchinen alayah, the Chiddush is we rely upon this lady or upon the neighbors. That they'll do the Shlichas, and therefore if the person does not come to the Bezdin at the right time, we have right to put him into Shamtui. So Gemara says, for Lo Yamon, this was only settled the Lesi B'moso. If the Baldova was not in town right now, so Rashi says, Sheinoy Saploni Asher Beer, she Bezdin Bo. Therefore, Bezdin told the Sheinoy to do it, that when the person returns, we want you to summon him. That's called the good